Hi, good morning. Hi, I'm Janie. I get to share a devotional on my husband's birthday. So happy birthday, Kenny. let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for just bringing us this morning to your house. We're just so happy to be here and to spend this morning with you. We just invite your presence, Lord, and we ask that you'll just minister to each and every one of us this morning, and that we'll just be filled with, you know, your presence throughout the day. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, pray. If you could turn to the Tuesday, March 19th devotional in your journey books. The title is, How Do You Perceive God? So I'll just read along. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I'll grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he'll quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Luke 18:1-14. And the devotion, I'll read on. In Jesus' time, a woman without a husband had no income, no status, and no rights. How could she expect justice by calling upon a corrupt and heartless judge? Today, we also are so accustomed to hear about corruption and cases of flagrant injustice that many of us have become cynical and defeatist. Nothing will change. It's useless. Jesus is not comparing God to this corrupt judge. Rather, he emphasized that this poor widow finally gained what she asked for through her persistence. In the same way, if we are convinced that God loves us and will speedily intervene for us, how much more will we keep on praying with faith for our needs? The tax collector also felt insignificant. He was not a religious man and considered himself a sinner. Nevertheless, he came in total humility looking for mercy, trusting that God is a forgiving God. He returned home justified, unlike other self-righteous people. The way you perceive God and your relationship to him determines whether you will keep on praying or receive his help, or if you'll easily get discouraged. Amen. So the devotion talks about a circumstance, maybe an unanswered prayer, maybe an unfavorable circumstance, and it also talks about our reaction to those situations and our attitude. In the case of unanswered prayer, maybe you just feel like nothing seems to be happening, and when we experience that, it's very natural that we would lose heart and hope because circumstances aren't changing. Or maybe it's a case where circumstances happen and it brings us down unexpectedly. Maybe we didn't see it coming. And maybe our reaction then is, where are you, God? Do you even care? Why did you let this happen? So when we are in need, how do we perceive God to react or not react? And do we have an attitude of humility about it? So let's look back on a time when we felt like we're in a situation of, you know, when things just didn't seem to be going our way. Or maybe when you felt stuck. Maybe you're going through that right now. So let's just do a quick self-assessment. You know, two things. Let's check our heart and let's check our faith. So checking our heart. Are you feeling dissatisfied, or did you feel dissatisfied when that happened to you because you felt like you were doing everything you could, but God wasn't doing anything about it? Did you fully trust God with the situation? Or maybe you're prideful, taking matters into your own hands, doing everything you could? Or was it possible? Is it possible that what God wants or had in mind was different from what you had in mind? Or maybe the timing was different. And if you knew that was the case, would it change the way you feel about it? Do you need to repent for self-sufficiency? So in checking our heart, you know, I want us to ask ourselves, are we just professing our love and trust in God with our lips, but not with our heart? And second, in checking our faith, the question really becomes, what do you believe about God? Do you believe that He is a good God? Do you believe that He has our best intentions in mind? And does He care? Or are we too small, or are our needs too small for Him to care? And do you think He gives us practical guidance? Is He a God that gives us a plan and a strategy in whatever circumstance that we are in? Or do you even go to God with your problem? Is He the first person you think of when you want to vent and share when you have a problem and need advice? Or do you talk to everybody else that you could think of, and when you're at the end of your wits, and only then you go to God seeking help because you're lost? Or are you just so convinced that God doesn't care, or he must be too busy, that you just don't talk to Him about it? So in checking our faith, let's ask ourselves, do our actions reflect our faith and what we believe about God and His character? And let's see what God tells us. First, we've been going through a series on God's love and Father heart. And the simple truth is that He loves us. You know, it's not just head knowledge or heart, but also a heart knowledge, and that in knowing that He loves us. So the first point is we have to know that He cares for us. And He puts it very simply in 1 Peter 5:7. He says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. That's a simple truth. When you think that He doesn't care, that's not true. He simply says, cast all your anxiety upon Him because He cares for you. And the second thing we need to do when we feel like circumstances aren't going our way is we have to focus our thoughts on Him rather than the problem. This seems like one of these things that God asks us to do that just seems impossible, like turn your left cheek when your enemy hits you, you know. It's, you know, when something's going wrong, that's what we're obsessed with. That's something that we just can't get our mind off of. That's what we worry about all day long, thinking about. And even when we pray, it's like, God, what should I do? God, why are you doing this? God, what can I do? I mean, it's just something that it's just going to be on our mind. But He says, you know, fix our eyes upon Him and not think about the problem and on Him. And when you just spend that time in worship and soaking, I think God will come and remind you that He is a great God, that He is Almighty God, and He loves us so much. And when that grandness of how good He is and how much He loves us comes over us, all our problems will seem so small and trivial. There's that hymn that the lyrics goes, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. So when we focus our thoughts on Him rather than our problem, when we turn our eyes upon Jesus and see how great he is and who he is, our problems and the worldly things will dim and fade away. And if there's anything that God promises us, he says in Philippians, if we just cast our anxieties and problems, then he'll give us peace that transcends all understanding. So the simple promise that God gives us is that he'll give us peace if we fix our eyes upon him and turn to him. And lastly, what should we do is simple obedience. We simply need to cast our burdens upon him. In Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So yeah, I mean, he says, my yoke is light, take that and cast away all your heavy burdens. Maybe some of the burdens we're carrying isn't even ours to carry to begin with. And then we may wonder, so what if we do? I mean, is it just peace? Will there be any guidance that God gives us? In Proverbs 16:3, God says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he'll establish your plans." I think God is a God that cares and has plans for us. No matter how simple or how, you know, how small the problem may seem, he is a God that will give us a plan and a strategy. So I'm sure we've all experienced situations where we just felt like things weren't going our way, where God wasn't answering our problems or prayers, or we just, you know, felt stuck. Or maybe you're one of those lucky ones who never had that experience. But there will inevitably be a time when our faith is put to test, when circumstances don't go our way. And there will be a time for that crisis of faith, and our actions and how we react to those circumstances will reflect our faith. We can react in different ways. We can resent him. We can deny God, doubt him, take matters into our own hands. Or we can use it as an opportunity to say, I believe God is a good God. He's a caring God, a just God, and I choose out of my faith to believe that. And even if the circumstances don't go our way and it seems so hopeless and discouraging, we can choose out of faith to go to him, praise him, spend time in his presence, remember his promises, lay down our burdens upon him, cast our cares on him, and invite him into our circumstances and see what he does. So I just want to reflect on that as we spend time in worship.
Thank you.
Maybe you're in that place now where circumstances don't seem to be going your way. Or maybe you're experiencing unanswered prayer. Maybe you've been praying and crying out and nothing seems to be happening. Maybe you're even starting to doubt whether God cares. Or maybe you never even thought to bring this issue to God. Today, let's search our heart as we spend time in prayer. And have we humbled ourselves before God? Have you surrendered your circumstances to God? Or are you taking matters into your own hands? And if that's the case, let's humble ourselves before Him. And let's pray a prayer of repentance. Let's turn our eyes unto God. God is a good God, a just God, a loving God, and He cares for us. So let's profess that truth and cry out to Him. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." So if that is where you are, where you're in need, let's cast our cares on that burden onto the Lord. Thank you. Dear God, we thank you for reminding us that you're a merciful and loving God. You take pleasure when you hear us calling to you with faith, and you promptly reach out, granting us your presence, your grace on all that we need. You're a wonderful God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Let's go to prayer focus. Let's pray for those who are going through cancer and need our prayer. Let's pray for those who are sick but also need Jesus and salvation. Let's pray for those that are going through other illnesses and infirmities. Let's pray for those who are looking for jobs. Let's just pray for God's provision. Go to our prayer focus for today. For mission, let's lift up the nation of China. And let's lift up SPBJ, Sam, Annie, Chris, and Amy, the Chung family, Nate and Matt's parents, Pastor Robert family, Leanne, you know, all the ministries that we're supporting and the upcoming trip to Xinjiang as well. So let's just lift up everyone who will be going on this trip for unity of the team and for just anointing over them. let's lift up our beloved staff. P. Sam, P. Huge, Carol, P. Sophia, P. Nate, Ken, Mon, Bonnie, Sarah, and all of their families as well. Let's just pray for extra protection over all of them, and for just God's presence will refresh them every day and just fill them up, and you know, that they'll just really enjoy what they're doing and serving Him. Lift up the worship team and the AV. Let's lift up, you know, our worship leaders and those that serve so faithfully doing AV and PowerPoint every weekend. To just lift up, you know, every member of the worship team, that they'll just spend time in God's presence throughout the week, so they can really bring His anointing on Sunday. Let's lift up the house churches that'll be meeting tonight: Bonham, Kowloon, Lan Kwai Fong, and Old Peak Road. Let's lift up the leaders, and let's pray that God's presence will be with them as they meet, and there'll be just ministry that happens through each other, and there'll be just loving presence of God that comes over the house churches. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord, that You are a good God. And You love us, Lord God, and You care for us. Thank You for reminding us, Lord. And just help us, Father, and give us the faith, Father, to just go to You. And have the faith to know that You're going to help us, Lord, in our circumstances. We just thank You for Your goodness and how faithful You are in our lives. And we give You all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.